Well, lastly, I am going to be introducing our missionaries today. They are Spencer and Kathy Jones. They are missionaries in Chicago where they run People United to Save Urban America, and they will be leading us this morning. So Spencer, come up. Round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, he said, I'm in Chicago, but I'm out of Chicago. Chicago just happened to be my headquarters, my base, but I travel all across America and see what God has done, and also plant churches all across America. In fact, I've done more in Florida than I've done in Illinois or Missouri. Missouri is where I'm born and raised, and Illinois is where I've lived for the last 50 years, and so I've done more because you know how I did it? I have friends like you. You prayed for us, you've encouraged us, you've helped us, and we say a big thank you. And I say a big thank you to Pastor Tim and Pastor Jan for opening the door to allow us to come back again. I think this is about our seventh time coming here, on and on. So we have a lot of friends among us. And in fact, we were scheduled to be here 1 month ago, almost to the day, and the Home Mission Department in Springfield said, hey, you got to go on a training cruise in the outside the Bahamas or someplace, on and on. So I cut our trip short, and I missed being seeing you and that kind of thing. And I just called Pastor Tim up and said, hey, you got to let us come back in there for the glory of God. So we haven't been here in 4 years, and we haven't stopped working. A guy was singing a song that God has not stopped working. He's working through us. And so we have not stopped working. In fact, we've started 4 churches growing here last. One, 2 in Chicago, and 1 in Raleigh, North Carolina, and 1 in run in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In fact, they just got started this month. This is January. The first of the month, we kicked those churches off. But we couldn't do that. All along, we helped paying the rent on those churches. We couldn't do that if you didn't help us. So we said, thank you for helping us, and we need you to continue to roll up your sleeve and help us for the glory of God. Amen? Well, yes, and I have my wife with me today, and she's going to come and sing to you, and after she gets to singing, I'll come and talk to preach to you from God's Word. Give her a round of applause. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good morning. Good morning, Marion Oaks. I am so excited to be back here, and we want to thank you all for your blessings to us, the room that you provided for us, and all of the love that you've shown us since we've been here. We want to send our blessings out to Pastor Ken and Jan. We're praying for you, and we love you so much. And I'm going to send a cookbook home for Jan because I know she's at home. She loves to cook, but one of our newest things on the table is a cookbook, Louisiana style. So I'm going to send it to you. And then also for the rest of you all that are here or that are looking at us on Facebook, this is our first time out in a long time. And so our ministry bag is full and we want to go home empty. So we've got some good things. There's a new book that I have out. It's called Kathy's Depression Concession Stand. There are so many people that are going through depression. And this is my story of how God delivered me from depression and how he has helped me to overcome situational depression. It deals with situational depression and clinical depression. It will be a blessing to you and to those that are around you. They need to be able to get this. Also, Whose Man Is This? Is my book that I have out for ladies. Somebody say, ladies! Ladies, you want to get the book? If you're looking for a man, you need the book. If you got a man, you want to keep your man, you need the book. If you don't ever want to see another man or your widow divorce, you need the book. Amen. It's available for you, and it's right there back on the table. Or I think you can see on the board, it will say kaedj.com. You can get everything. One of the next to last things I want to tell you about is Bishop Spencer Jones. He is a soul winner from heart. And we are so excited about his book, The Soul Winner's Manual. Everybody is opening now to know about where they're going to spend eternity. So many people are leaving here and they don't know where they're going to spend eternity. They don't know how to lead their loved ones to be able to spend eternity with Jesus. And Spencer's book, he's led over 3,000 souls to the Lord one-on-one. That's in kitchens and bathrooms and hallways and alleys and schools and parks. He can show you how to do it. And the book is available for you at the table or online. And we have a new book, My Life, My Journey, My Testimony. It's also available for you by Rachel Ramaz. And if you've ever felt like you didn't belong, didn't know where you fit in, this book will help you find your place in God and in society. All of the music that I'm singing is going to be back on the back table. And then I want to let you know also, I'm your clean Tyler Perry. Somebody say clean. Clean Tyler Perry. That means that I do things with no open sex, no vulgar language, and no gender confusion or disillusion. So I have two live stage plays that I've done, Whose Man Is This and Whose Woman Is This, and they're also available back there on the back for you. We also have something for children. Well, I'm going to stop telling you all we got. I want you to go back to the table or go to the website and you'll be able to get it, or either Amazon.com. I'm going to sing for you Warfare Tears. We live in a day where we have to shed warfare tears. Amen. Number 5. Psalms 126, verse 6. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, will doubtless come again with joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it? Oh, yeah. Put your hands together. Oh, yeah. Don't you let these tears I'm crying leave you confused. For these tears I'm shedding, they ain't crying no blues. I've been down here on my knees telling my Savior all my fears, and he's taken away my sorrow, giving me warfare tears. I've got a warfare tears. Cause Satan, he loses. Oh yeah, he better get up on out of here. Well, I've got a warfare tears. I've got a warfare tears. Cause Satan, he loses. Oh yeah, he better get up on out of here. Now Hannah, she prayed in bitterness of soul. Her lips, they moved, but her words could not be told. Even Eli, the priest from God, didn't recognize Christ was near. He had taken away her sorrow, given her warfare tears. I've got a warfare tears. Sing with me, church. Warfare tears. Cause Satan, he loses. Oh yeah, he better get up on out of here. Well, I've got
warfare tears.
Sounding real good, y'all. Oh yeah, you better get up on out of here. Now it don't matter if you're walking in shoes like Job's. They could be Shadrachs, Meshachs, or Abednego's. But you gotta pray till you break through in your body and your soul. And you get up off of your knees, tell that devil where to go. Come on and use your... Come on, use your
warfare tears.
Cause Satan, he loses. Oh yeah, he better get up on out of here. Gotta use your
warfare tears.
Sounding good, y'all.
Warfare tears.
Cause Satan, he loses. Oh yeah, he better get up on out of here. Now all that crying don't mean nothing if you don't know what to do about your husband, wife and child, and the bills that are due. Cause it's the warfare we raise at the very gates of hell that will give you victory and a story to tell. Come on and use your
warfare.
Come on, use the
warfare.
Cause Satan, he loses.
Oh
yeah, he better get up on out of here. Oh yeah, you better get up on out of here. We in war, y'all. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to war. I'm going to war.
Rise up on warfare, there, three, not condo.
Four,
but mighty is the bullet.
Bring
down all strongholds. Take you, Methusalem, and let
three,
him go.
Four,
you
I'm
know
going
the
to war.
Control
I'm going
of his
to
own.
War.
They that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
Four,
that's why we on our knees.
Declaring
war,
we win. We win. Yes, we do. said, we've got victory once again. We win, we win. Oh, don't you know we win? Use your warfare, my brother, we win. You gotta use those warfare, my brother, we win. Come on and use those warfare, my brother, we win. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Why don't we just stand and thank the Lord that He's our source of strength? Let's stand all over the building. Don't be afraid to stand. Hallelujah. It's act of reverence. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are strength, you are help, you are salvation. Hallelujah. You are healer, you are deliverer, you are miracle worker. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear Lord. And while you're standing, take the Bible, God's word. Hallelujah. And turn to Mark the second chapter, and after verses 2 through 11. Mark, the second chapter. I want to thank Pastor Tim for allowing us to be here today. And we thank the Lord for the presence of God. Mark, the second chapter, verse 1, it says this. When Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on a mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing that faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My son, your sins are forgiven you." Some of the teachers of the religious law who were sitting there thought to themselves, "What is he saying? This is blasphemy. Only God can forgive sin." Jesus knew immediately what they were thinking, so he asked them, "Why do you question in your heart? Is it easiest to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or stand up and pick up your mat and walk? So I prove you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sin." So then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked through the stunned onlookers. And they were amazed and praised God, exclaiming, "We've never seen anything like this before." Lord, we thank you that you're still doing great things, dear Lord. And we thank you for the people that have gathered in the house of God to worship you this morning. We sense your presence, but we want more of it. Now, Lord, as I preach your word, I pray your work will challenge your people. Your work will inspire your people. Your work will encourage your people. Your work will transform your people. Help me, God, to preach your word with purpose, with power, with authority, and with anointing. And may there be a demonstration of the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people says, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Well, certainly thank you for again. Today I want to talk to you about the keys to many of God's greatest blessings. The keys to many of God's greatest blessings. Now, we know that God blesses all of us. You and I ask people, and they say, "Yeah, God blessed me, and he woke me up this morning." I rejoice with that. I don't take that lightly. That's something great and marvelous. But how many know that God want to do more than just wake me up? Amen. God want to bless me. In fact, I'm reading the Bible through probably for the 35th time. And I was in Genesis the other day, and I was struck by this phrase. And it said, "God blessed Abraham greatly." I said, "God, I want that to be me." Hallelujah. And then it says in another phrase, it said, "God blessed Abraham in all things." I underlined that word, all things. Hallelujah. Because I said, "God, I need your blessings in all things." I'm a reader. I love to read. I spend a lot of my time reading. I read probably 2 books a month, and I read a lot of books on success, how to be successful, whether it's in the spiritual world or natural world. And in the natural world, I noticed a common denominator. That common denominator was, if you're going to be successful, whether it's making making a pillar or whatever you do on and on, you've got to have a dream. And you got to pursue that dream. A lot of people have dreams, but they never pursue the dream. And then it goes on and they go to another company denominator and say, if you're going to be successful in life, you got to be determined. Hallelujah. Once God gives you that dream, you got to be determined that you're going to stay with it when it doesn't matter what happened for the glory of God. Then if you're going to be successful in life, you got to get an education. And then it goes on to comment, if you're going to be you got to have a good attitude. And that's so key. I teach my grandkids and my children that, you know what? Education will open the door for you. It'll get you into a place where you'll never be able to get before. But you know what? A good attitude will keep you there. Hallelujah. That good attitude will make sure you get to the second floor or the third floor. It may determine you run the company or not. Amen. And then it said another thing that I noticed a common denominator is the fact that surround yourself with positive people, people that have confidence and assurance. Surround yourself with people like that. Oh, Lord, and then then those things are the common denominators to success. Oh, Lord, and then as we and I look at the Word of God, there are almost similar common denominators there. Oh, Lord, if I'm going to enjoy all the blessings of God, if I'm going to enjoy many of the blessings of God, or if you are going to enjoy the blessing of God, are you looking at us today by Facebook, and you said, how can I be assured that I can enjoy many of God, or all of God's blessing for the glory of God? Well, probably the main key is, especially for those of us that are Christian, is to have faith in God. It says in our text this morning, you read it this morning, hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord, that the Bible tells us so, four men. I always thought it was disciples, but the more I read that, it's just four men came to a house where Jesus was staying. And the Bible said Jesus was inside preaching the word of God to people, as I am turned today. It's amazing what happened when you listen to the word of God. Faith come to your heart. Miracles occur. Great things happen. And the Bible said they were listening to the word of God. And four men came to this house where Jesus was. The crowd was so great that outside the door people were standing. And the Bible said, the men were determined. Go back to that common denominator today. You see, those men could have got to that house and saw the crowds and said, I give up. We're going home. We'll come back another day. But they said, we are going to get to Jesus. And the Bible said they climbed up on the roof. Now in Palestine in those days, the roof was flat. And so they climbed up on the roof and they dug a hole in the roof and let the man down right in front of Jesus. Just as Jesus was preaching. And Jesus said to the man on the pallet, sons, your sins forgiven. And then there were scribes and Pharisees and religious lawyers, religious people standing there and said, wait a minute, what does this guy think he's doing? Only God can forgive sin. All right. But Jesus said that to let them know that I, the Son of Man, has authority, have power. Aren't you glad that we're serving Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever? He has the power to save you. He has the power to heal you. He has the power to deliver you. He has the power to open a door for you. Hallelujah! I'm glad about that today for the glory of God. And the Bible said, he told the man, he says, your sins forgiven. And then he said, finally, son, take up your pallet and go home. And the Bible said the man jumps up. He took some of the pallet and go home for the glory of God. You see, when Jesus see faith in my life, when he see faith in your life, guess what happened? Your prayers are answered. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I had one answered last night as I went to bed. I lost a very key book that I had with me. Then I lost some papers on while I was here. And I went to bed last night. I started to worry. And I said, no, I don't need to be worrying. I need to be praying. Hallelujah. And I start praying. I said, God, help me to find the book. And when I get up this morning, guess what? I found the book. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord when you and I pray in confidence and in faith. Praise God. Something happened. Prayer. Hallelujah. Breakthroughs occur in life. If you need a breakthrough, I encourage you to rise in the name of Jesus and demonstrate your confidence in God and demonstrate your confidence in God and demonstrate that you believe God is the same yesterday, today, and forever for the glory of God. Amen. So bottom line, when Jesus see our faith, our prayers are answered. When he see our faith, breakthroughs occur. When he see our faith, miracles will happen. I'm believing God for a miracle for somebody that are watching online, for somebody that are sitting in this office. Because you know what? I believe that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah! Why don't you raise your hands and I believe God for the glory all over the building. Thank you, dear Lord. When you and I believe God, when God, Jesus sees our faith, not only prayers answered, God saves our loved ones. See, there are some of you have loved ones that are drifted away from God. And there are some of you have stopped praying for them because they've drifted so far away. I encourage you to rise in the name of Jesus and get back to the altar for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When Jesus see our faith, favor, great favor is granted to us. When Jesus see our faith, doors are open for the glory of God. Amen. So what should I do? What should you do to grow your faith? Hallelujah. Because the Bible said without faith it's impossible to please God. So what should I do to grow my faith? I should read the Word of God regular. There are some of you that never read the Word of God. There are some of you watching me by Facebook. You never read the Word of God. I want to encourage you to rise in the name of Jesus and get back to the Word of God. There's life in the Word. There's power in the Word. There's healing in the Word. There are miracles in the Word of God. You believe it? Say amen every now and then. Get back to reading the Word of God. Hallelujah. And how many know every now and then we need to turn the plate down? That's just something about faith. Something about fasting and faith and prayer that goes together. It does something for the glory of God. Amen. We need to meditate on the Word of God. And every now and then, you know, it's easy for me to say I got faith. Hallelujah. But every now and then I need to take steps of faith. Hallelujah. And there are some of you that need to take a step of faith and tithe regularly. Hallelujah. What am I saying? I'm saying your faith will grow when you take little steps of faith for the glory of God. Amen. The Bible tells us very plainly, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I can't please God. You can't please God. No man can please God without faith. So when I come to God, I must come to God with confidence and assurance in my heart. I must come to God and say, I believe you. I believe you're going to answer a prayer. I believe you're going to strengthen me. I believe you're going to see me through. I believe you're going to open the door. When we come to God, we must come to God like that. For the glory of God. I think believing God has always been one of my strongest points as a Christian. We all have strong points. And I think that believing God has been one of my strongest points. Oh Lord, I've had a lot of great things to happen to me. But I'll roll the calendar back and tell you about one. It was 50 years ago. I was a senior in college in Springfield, Missouri. I was working in his job. I had a good job and making money. And my boss was so thrilled with me. He said, Spencer, I want to make you a manager of a cafeteria because I was a cook in Vietnam. And when I was in college, I was a cook. He said, I want to make you a manager. And ordered on, and the pay was good. But God speaks to my heart and says, Spencer, I want you to go to Chicago. Well, if you born and raised where I was born and raised, you ask somebody to go to Chicago like me, that was crazy. Ordered on. Because Chicago was, from my perspective, a crazy place. Ordered on. And plus, I didn't have a job. I didn't have a place to stay. I had nothing going. But I had the voice of God that spoke to me. God said, once you graduate on the 22nd of May, I want you to pack everything you got in your bags and head to Chicago. Hallelujah. Without a job, without a place to play, without any money. I did all of that. And 25 miles outside of Chicago, Brother Smith, I stopped and called a stepsister that I'd never seen, only seen twice in my life. I said, I need you to let me stay with you. And she said, yeah, you can stay with me. I said, I don't know why. I said, only 3 months. And I stayed with her for 3 months. After 2 months, God gave me the church that I pastored for 38 years, 20 adults and 30 kids. And God helped me to get that church up to over 500, all because I took the step of faith. God spoke to my heart, and I rose in the name of Jesus and pursued. There is somebody that God is speaking to you today, and it takes faith to do what God has asked you to do. And I want to tell you, faith unto God and God unto faith for the glory of God. Rise in the name of Jesus and take that step for the glory of God. Believe it, say amen every now and then. Then the other, another key that is so critical, are on to receiving not just some of God's blessing, but all of God's great blessing. Hallelujah. Being blessed greatly. It's obedience. Shout obedience. Shout it out, obedience. Now, we don't hear much about that anymore, about obedience, but I want to tell you, God still honors obedience. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Obedience to two things, to the word of God. I'm preaching you the word of God today. Hallelujah. How many know that I'm preaching you the word of God today? But how many know that God still speak to us but a still small boy by his spirit? Hallelujah. God will speak to you by his spirit regarding things in your home. God will speak to you by the spirit regarding things in your home, your church, or where you work at. Once you hear the voice of God, rise in the name of Jesus and do what God tell you to do, when God tell you to do it, and how God tell you to do it for the glory of God. See, you and I are good at doing half of what God asked us to do. We're good at doing part of what God asked us to do. But how many know it's important that you and I do exactly? You need to underline that word exactly, what God asked us to do. Now, it tells us in Numbers, the 20th chapter, verse 12, God here in this little paragraph, little sentence, God, Moses, as you know the story of the children of Israel, Moses had now led them through the Red Sea. Moses had seen God do supernatural miracles and stuff like that, and they got to a place where they ran out of water. And the children of Israel were complaining. They were crying all along and whining. And by this time, you see, Moses is one of my favorite characters, probably in all of history. There is nobody that stands taller than Moses in my life. And I've always been grieved about this passage right here, where God asked Moses, said, you know what? I want you to, there's a rock over there, and I want you to rise and go over there, and I want you to speak to the rock. Notice what God said. I want you to speak to the rock. Now, what did Moses do? Moses goes over there. He was weary. He was tired. He was angry, the whole thing. And Moses also took a rod and hit the rock. And he says, here you rebels, come out and get you some water. In other words, Moses didn't do exactly what God told him to do. And that's that. Moses never saw the promised land. Every time I think about that Moses let the children of Israel through to deal with Pharaoh. He led him through the wilderness. He led him all the way. And all of a sudden, because Moses disobeyed God, this is what God said. Moses, you failed to honor me. You failed to sanctify me in the presence of the congregation. Therefore, you will not be able to see the promised land. Oh, yes, I will see Moses in heaven. You'll see him in heaven. But he missed the promised land because he failed to do what God asked to do. There are some of you sitting at home. God is telling you, this year I want you to go to church more than you've ever gone before and all the days of your life. There are some of you watching me today. God said, I want you to honor me with your tithe. Let's arise in the name of Jesus and do what God tells us to do, when God tells us, and how God tells us. Why don't we raise our hands and help us, God? Hallelujah. You see, the devil don't want me to obey God, because the devil knows the blessings behind obedience. Let me say it again. He knows the blessings behind obedience. And if you and I are going to enjoy, if you and I are going to experience many of God's blessings, the first key I said was living by faith. The Bible said that yes, shall live by faith. The second key is an act of obedience. And the third key is disconnecting from sin. Now, we don't talk about sin anymore. We don't talk about sin in our pulpits. We don't talk about sin in our conversation. But I want to tell you, sin is more real now than it's ever before in all the days of our life. Every now and then I think about it, I probably see more sin in a week than my granddad saw in a lifetime. On and on. I want to tell you, God still hates sin. Why does God hate sin? Because sin hurts people. Sin destroys people. Sin destroys relationship with God. Sin causes God not to answer our prayers. How many know all of us need our prayers answered? So every now and then, hallelujah, every now and then I sit down with God and say, God, search my heart, hallelujah. Search my heart. May there be no pride there. May there be no rebellion there. May there be no stubbornness there. May there be no selfishness there. It says in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 1, it tells you and I, lay aside every weight and the sin does so easily beset us. Did you know all of us have weaknesses? Your weakness is different than mine. But every now and then we need to sit down and examine the things that keeps us from growing. We need to sit down and examine the things that keeps us from experiencing God's blessing. And the Bible tells us to lay them aside. The Bible tells us when we fall, we will fall. We will stumble. We will sin. But thank God we have an advocate. Hallelujah. The Bible says confess your sin to God. And guess what? He's faithful, Brother Smith. He's faithful, youth pastor, to forgive us our sin and cleanse us. Hallelujah. Thank God there is power in the blood. Thank God there's cleansing in the blood. Hallelujah. Thank God God washes us and breaks the shackles of sin in our life. When we raise our hand and said, God, do the work in my life. Come on, that's all of us in this place for the glory of God. Thank the Lord for that. May God help us to rise in the name of Jesus. I said, if you're watching us by Facebook today, doesn't matter how long you've fallen or how far you've fallen, there's still grace and mercy for the glory of God. Amen? Aren't we thankful for the amazing grace? Hallelujah. Fourthly, the fourth key that is so critical. I said, first of all, what are the keys that bring God's blessing to our life? I said, first of all, the greatest key is faith. Hallelujah. I said, the second key is obedience to the word of God. I said, the third key is disconnecting. Hallelujah. Disconnecting from sin. And the fourth one is standing on the promises of God. How many know that God makes promises to us? Aren't you glad about that? You know why he makes promises? You know what the promises are designed to do? To encourage us. How many know every now and then we need encouragement? Hallelujah. When things look hopeless in our lives. Hallelujah. When our marriage look hopeless. When our kids look hopeless. Amen. When our health turned bad. We need encouragement. Hallelujah. You need encouragement. You need hope. And God speaks to us through a promise to give us hope, to strengthen us, to encourage us. And I need encouragement. And you need encouragement. And I need strength for the glory of God. God does that. And the Bible tells us God has been known throughout history to give his people words of encouragement. God has been known throughout history to give his people promises that give them hope and encouragement. Notice what he says to Abraham. He says in Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform it. Hallelujah. The Bible says Abraham fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to do it. What was God's promise to Abraham? At the age of 75 years old, God made a promise. I'm going to give you a son. I'm going to give you a son. Hallelujah. By Sarah. So Abraham promised, said, wait a minute, God. Sarah is now 75 years old. Oh Lord, I'm 75 years old. And God said, I'm going to give you a son. 25. Can you imagine when Abraham got 90 and still there was no son? Hallelujah. When Abraham gets 95 and still there's no son. But I'm going to say to you, if God promised to save your children, he's going to save it. If God promised to save the marriage, he's going to save the marriage. If God promised to save, he's going to do it. If God promised to heal, he's going to do it. If God promised to deliver, he's going to do it. Let's arise in the name of Jesus and stand on the promises. Let's rise in the name of Jesus and claim the promise for the glory. Is there anybody in here that is standing on the promise that God has given? God might have given you that promise 5, a 10, a 15, a 20 years later, but you're still standing. You're still waiting for that promise to be fulfilled. Why don't you raise your hand and tell God, I'm standing on the promise. Come on, all over the building. I'm standing on a promise. I'm waiting for the promise. I am not going to give up. I'm not going to get discouraged for the glory of God. Years, youth pastor, before you were ever thought of, I was in Vietnam. And I was in a fighting unit. I was in infantry, where every day, one of my friends got killed. Can you imagine you was in an environment like that? And every day, somebody was getting knocked off, getting killed. It's a little bit like what we had now. We got friends and relatives being knocked off or done. And I began to be fearful. I began losing my hope. In fact, I remember I was so hopeless at one time, I threw away my high school ring in Vietnam. I was so hopeless. Hold on, I didn't think I'd ever make it back to America. But one night, hallelujah, thank God for the night times where God speaks to us. Glory, hallelujah. One night, you know what? I went to bed and had this dream, and in the middle of the dream, these motor rounds were coming in to our camp, and they was exploding, and they were killing everybody. People were falling to the right and to the left, and when the dream was over, I was still standing, hallelujah. And you know what God said to me? I'm taking you back home to America. You don't have to worry. 100 may get killed, 1,000 may get killed, but I'm taking you back. God gave me his word, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank the Lord I made it home. Hallelujah. God gave me a word. God has given somebody a word today. It's a word of promise. It's a word I'm going to help you. It's a word I'm going to heal you. It's a word I'm going to see you through. It's a word I'm going to work a miracle. Why don't you raise your hand and thank God for the word? Come on, don't be afraid to thank God for the word for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Okay, well, this says in Jeremiah 1:12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Hallelujah. I feel God's presence here today. And I feel it's the same yesterday and today and forever. And I know that there are many of you that need to. You say, God, I receive your blessings all throughout my life, but I need to see your hand. When we talk about divine, the blessing, we talk about divine favor. We talk about the hand of God. And we need to say, God, I need to see more of your hand. I seem to need to see more of your hand. All right. You know, I tell people that 2020 was the greatest year of my life. There's not another year in my life that I've had more peace, more joy, more of God's blessing, more of God's favor, more of God's open door. But you know what I've said to God as I enter 21? I want to see you greater. Hallelujah. I need more for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to work on my part. What is my part? Get into this word. Meditate in the word. Grow in my faith. Hallelujah. What is my part? Saying yes to the voice of God. Yes to the will of God for the glory of God. What is my part? Disconnecting myself from sin and from people that bring me down. I'm disconnecting for the glory of God. Amen. And I'm saying to God, I need another promise. Hallelujah. I need a promise that'll give me hope, that'll give me courage. I need a promise for the glory of God. Hallelujah. You here today. Why don't we stand all over the building today? Thank you, dear Lord. You watching us by Facebook. You recognize that you need to get right with God. Hold on. You're here even today and you're not right with God. Let's bow our heads all over the building. And you're not right with God, just raise your hand and say, Pastor, I want you to pray with me. I'm not right with God. I want to get right with God. I want to know you have a shadow of a doubt that I don't have to go to heaven, have eternal life. Or you're watching me by Facebook. And you say, Pastor, I need to get right with God. I need to know that if I die today, I'd go to heaven. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And if you pray this prayer in sincerity, something will happen. I prayed it 52 years ago in Vietnam. Here's the prayer. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. I recognize that I am a sinner. I am a sinner. I repent of my sin. Come into my heart and forgive me my sin. Change my heart. Change my life. Change my ways. I ask that right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, I renounce you. I renounce your plan, your purpose for my life. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Amen. I sort of been want to be sensitive to the Spirit here. Maybe you at a point that says, you know what? I need to work on those keys, some of those keys, one of those keys, or not. There are 13 other, there are not 13, there are 8 others that I didn't mention in this message because I can't give them all at the same time, but you said, I need to work on one of those keys. It could be just growing your faith that this year I want to see my faith explode because I recognize everything I get from God will come through that. Hallelujah. And how many know fear and faith can't live in the same house? Hallelujah. And the more I feed on the word of God, the more the fear leaves. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And then you're here, you're saying, you know what? I need to be more obedient to God. Order on. It's one thing to have the word. I've given you the word. But it's another thing to respond to his voice. His voice may be a simple thing to you, like he said to me about 7 years ago. I'm from the farm and boys didn't wash dishes. He asked me to wash dishes in my house. Sometimes God can ask us to do some radical stuff. Stuff that don't agree with our nature. But how many know it's the highway to blessing? Hallelujah. And then you hear that you need to disconnect from sinful things and from sinful people. Maybe stuff you're watching by television, on television, you need to disconnect from. Or on. Or maybe you're here today and you just need God to give you another promise. Or renew the promise. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you that if you want to come and stand 6 feet apart, come up here, stand 6 feet apart, and I'll pray with you. Just step out of your seat and come on down. I'll pray with you. You want to come or not? Anybody just want to come? I won't ask you which one it is. That's you and God's business. But I tend to think the stepping out is just an act of faith. Hallelujah. An act of faith or whatever it may be. Just step out and come and stand 6 feet apart. Just come. Hallelujah. How many know? Don't be afraid. Just stand 6 feet apart here, sir. All along that. Come on. How many more would just come and just stand? Hallelujah. This says, you know what? I need to lay hold of one of those keys. Hallelujah. I need to lay hold of one of those keys. That may mean more faith. Hallelujah. Growing my faith. That may be, yes, that may be, the fact is, obedient to the voice of God. When God speaks, I need to say, yes. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear Lord. And then last of all, I need God to give me another promise. Hallelujah. Let's all of us pray. Let's all of us pray. And why don't you join the wonderful people that are up here today. Hallelujah. Yes, let's all of us pray. Now, there's some of you didn't come. You're wrestling with it. But I'm encourage you just to step out. And maybe you're at home watching my Facebook. Maybe just an act of faith for you to stand up on your couch. And we pray with you. Why don't all of us raise our hands all over the building? Thank God for His Word. Thank God for the Spirit I feel here today. I sense God's Spirit here. God is talking to me, He's talking to you, talking to all of us. Praise the name of the Lord. How many know you don't get too old to grow? You don't get too old to hear the voice of God. You don't get too old to say yes to God. God is talking to us today. May that be a work of the Spirit. May that be a work of the Spirit. We ask in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God may be talking to somebody about raising your level of praying. Hallelujah. Instead of praying just 10 or 15 minutes a day, it may be 30 minutes. But you need to hear that voice today. We thank you, dear. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear. Glory. I'm going to ask the pastor to come. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Spencer and Miss Kathy. I hope and pray that you guys are all encouraged and challenged this morning to grow in your faith. I pray and hope that you will be able to walk away with a word from God this morning. As always, I forgot to mention this beforehand, but we will also be taking a special offering for Spencer and Kathy. If you want to put it in an envelope, just make sure you clearly mark it's for them and put it in the back so we can do that and bless them. I'm going to pray and then we'll be dismissed. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your goodness, for your faithfulness. We thank you for this encouragement and this challenge. God, I pray that you would help us to grow in these areas in the coming days, in the coming weeks. God, if we need to grow in our prayer, if we need to grow in our faith, in our obedience, God, I pray that you would challenge us to do that as we go throughout our weeks. I pray that you would just place on our heart whatever area we need to grow in and be stretched in, that we would pursue that and we would seek to do the very best we can at that. And God, I pray that even when we fail and mess up, that your grace would flood our hearts. God, we thank you. We love you. And we just pray a special blessing over Spencer and Miss Kathy as they continue to do ministry and continue to use them and continue to speak through them to whoever you're reaching. God, we pray that you would bless them in their ministry and their missions. And that you would bless all missionaries. God, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.